I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. President Obama will make a decision about Syria based on U.S. national security interests. That's what the White House said today. The Obama administration appears to be building its case for a military strike in Syria to punish the Syrian government for using chemical weapons against residents of a Damascus suburb last week. Today, United Nations inspectors continued to collect evidence in that suburb, but it may be days before they file a report on their findings. Meanwhile, residents of the Syrian capital are growing anxious about a possible strike on their city. Here's what one man told the BBC.
My name is Samir Bagdash. Around me, there's many buildings for government. On TV, I hear that they want to destroy it. So for that reason, I'm afraid. There's many people, all the people in the street or in the area, they are very afraid.
You can't sleep. We can't sleep. Safety.
Despite the anxiety, though, many Damascus residents have no choice but to stay put. This resident, who only gave her first name, Fatima, said her family hasn't made any plans to leave, even though they're scared about a possible U.S. strike. She says they couldn't go anywhere because they have no money left after 2 years of civil war. It's a different story for some of the wealthier residents of Damascus, even those who support President Bashar al-Assad's regime. Here's what opposition activist Susan Ahmad in Damascus told the BBC via Skype.
Assad supporters are really afraid and scared. Many of them took their families and ran away. Some of them, they went to Lebanon. Others took their families and went to their hometowns at the coastal area. While other people who were displaced and who left their houses because they were shelled and destroyed completely in Damascus suburbs, and now they are seeking like a safe place in Damascus, they are hoping that this strike will, end the war in Syria and will finish Assad.
Martin Chulov of Britain's Guardian newspaper spent the day on the Lebanese border with Syria. We've just heard, Martin, that opposition activists in Damascus say that pro-Assad residents are leaving the city and country, pretty large numbers of them. Does that jive with what you saw today on the border?
Well, certainly over the last couple of days, there has been somewhat of an exodus from Damascus into neighboring Beirut. And the people that are leaving are not the scrambling hordes of refugees. They are the city's establishment elite. There are long queues of expensive cars at the Lebanese border, families, children, some husbands, but by and large, drivers who are bringing these people to the border. They have front-of-the-line privileges. Some of them say they are going to remain in Lebanon only as long as these airstrikes continue. But others who are traders, senior investment figures or even senior regime figures are saying that they plan to stay a little longer in Lebanon.
Right. So as long as the airstrikes continue, obviously airstrikes have not begun, but it sounds like they're assuming in a big way that they will happen.
Yeah, it seems there's a fait accompli in Syria that some form of an airstrike is imminent. There have been preparations made by the military establishment to evacuate some areas, some key bases, some key installations, so we're told. And everybody in Beirut and Damascus is assuming that something is going to take place in the coming days.
So, I mean, is there anything else going on here? I mean, what does this tell us, that elites leaving in massive numbers? If they're leaving, then that means what? Fill in the blank for us.
There are two interpretations. The middle class of the city has long ago left. The working class is bunkered down. It can't afford to leave. But when the establishment are leaving, it means they're either going to ride the storm out in relative safety, or they may have given up on the regime having a way forward here. We don't yet know. I mean, it does appear, and certainly in the numbers of people leaving, that nobody is prepared to stay behind and take their chances. Very few believe that the Syrian air defences or the Syrian military can be much of a counter to the US and British Air Force. So while these are the last to leave, these are the people who have too much to lose by fleeing Damascus. Some of them are taking refuge. Some of them are saying, we've had enough. It's time to ride out our fortunes in a safer land.
Martin Chulov of Britain's Guardian newspaper, who spent the day on the Lebanon-Syria border.